The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
News this morning that a Dublin cafe that has been given a forced closure due to the upcoming EU presidency. They say they were not communicated with over the decision and that the lack of compensation means that the cafe will have to shut its doors for good. Well, I'm joined by the owner of the Silk Road Cafe, Abraham Phelan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. But for you, you're facing into a very uncertain professional and business future at the Silk Road Cafe. Maybe explain to people, Abraham, where your cafe is.
Well, the cafe is actually the Silk Road Cafe in Dublin Castle in the Chester Beatty Library, beside the garden there and the coach house.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be the centre of all of the official things that will be happening, events for the presidency. So what were you told about your future?
It's actually what we've been not told. You know what I mean? That's the lack of information, actually the problem. That we haven't heard much. We were inquiring about it since December last year. Because we heard a rumour about actually Dublin Castle going to be closed for the EU presidency. And we start asking a question. Actually, the rumour started like a hotel outside. Told somebody that, Dublin Castle is going to be closed. And somebody told me about it. And I thought, but we haven't heard about it. Because nobody in reality had told us anything about it, in writing or verbally. And then, we start asking the questions. And nobody came back to us. And everybody was waiting. And I'll be honest with you, my concern and my worry was about my staff. And they thought, I need to make a decision. So I had a meeting with my staff, and I said to them, actually, guys, this is the story. I haven't a clue what's going on.
How many staff do you have, Abraham?
We had, actually, normally we have 18 staff. In the summer, we go up to nearly 30 staff.
Okay. Claire. A lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've been there for how long?
We've been there since, 2021. No, sorry, 2001.
2001, so you've been there 25 years.
25 years, that's right.
And in that time, you've survived COVID, of course, which will have had a major effect on your business.
Yeah, COVID and recession, actually, in the same time. We actually, we have a cookery school, in COVID time, we had to move to the cookery school and start a takeaway vegan business from the cookery school. This is how we survived. We have another restaurant in Rathmines that we actually tried to survive through takeaway. And we managed it fine, no problem. But with this one, I'll be honest with you, it's the lack of information, you lack of planning. We can't actually plan anything ahead. And we've been dropped the information arriving to us, actually. Mm-hmm. I actually pleaded to everybody to give me information about what am I going to do with the staff. How can we survive? Are we getting business? I tell you something, actually, Claire. In 2014, when they had the EU presidency there in Dublin Castle, we were part of the meeting and the planning for catering, for looking after the media, for looking after the foreign ministers. But this time, we've been absolutely, absolutely pushed aside. Nobody was giving us any information whatsoever.
So now, is it the Chester Beatty? Is that your landlord there?
Well, my landlord will be the Chester Beatty. The Chester Beatty landlord will be Dublin Castle. In reality, everybody has the OPW, as you know, will be actually in charge of Dublin Castle.
Because the OPW told the Journal, which I know was speaking to you about this as well, that they don't have operational oversight for the Chester Beatty or for the Silk Road Cafe. And they said any queries regarding its operation should be directed to the Chester Beatty. Anyway, look, that is by the by. The facts are that you have been told that you will need to close for how long?
Well, if we are close, actually, the closure will be from the 15th of June, actually, Claire. And this is another issue. We supposed to actually have, how we've been told before, that the closure will be from the 1st of July. Now it's from the 15th of June. And this is a week ago we knew about it. You know what I mean? And this is the problem. For example, Dublin Castle Gate, Dame Street Gate, it's been closed, for the last month and a half. There is work going inside Dublin Castle for the last 3-4 months. The work actually inside Dublin Castle, putting barrier and closing gates and having cranes and trucks, it's very hard for people actually to come to the restaurant. So my business have been affected, not actually like how from the 1st of June, it's been affected in reality for the last 4 months.
Mm-hmm. But when you are forced to close the door from the 15th of June, that'll be for the full 6 months, will it?
It will be for the full 6 months. And I'll be honest with you, a decision has been made actually by the management of the Silk Road. We are not going back. We're done. I just want compensation for my staff. I want my staff to look after. Because I'll be honest with you, Claire, if you sit down with my staff and you see the state of them, it's actually disgrace the way we've been treated.
And there's nothing like, for you. There's no compensation for you. There's no offer of another premises. Nothing.
Nothing. Claire, it's like shutting the door on my business completely. Neglecting my staff completely. I have staff who've been working for me for 24 years. I have staff who worked for me for 20 years. I have some of them with mortgages. I have some of them actually with kids in college. How can, I kind of bring them to my cookery school, probably 3 of them, to work there and keep going. I try to look for premises actually to keep my staff going. It's very hard to find the premises mm-hmm. for actually 6 months. You can't start a business for 6 months. We look at a place, you need to invest probably $100,000 to fix it, to start a business, to keep the staff going.
You couldn't do that out of your own pocket. No, that just would be impossible.
Claire, it's horrific. What's actually, the disrespect that we've been shown by everybody, and I'm not pointing the point at anybody, but the disrespect we've been shown after 25 years in business, I never experienced anything like it. And you ask the question and you say, who's responsible? And everybody is actually blaming somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing in writing for somebody to say, oh, it's my decision.
Are you going to try and keep going until the 15th of June?
I will keep going until the 15th of June, nothing going on. I will try and organize something for my staff as far as I know. I will do my best, actually, to... You see, I am 72 years old, Claire.
Yeah.
I am done with actually working. You know, my wife been trying, had to tell me, will you stop working, for a long time. My kids actually doing the same thing. But I have a duty of care to my staff. They are family. I cannot just, throw them down the road and walk away. I cannot do that. But somebody who made the decision somewhere has to be held responsible for this. I want people to know about it. You cannot treat people like this.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Listen, if it's any comfort to you, we have messages coming in from people who absolutely love the Silk Road Cafe and are shocked by this. Listener says it's crazy stuff. The Silk Road is unique. The menu is unique. It's a major tourist attraction. Another says it's such a shame. The Silk Road is a lovely, unique cafe and this decision needs to be changed. Is that what you're looking for, Abraham, that the decision be changed and that you can remain open during the 6 months of the EU presidency?
Claire, that's another issue, I'll be honest with you. You know what I mean? You know when you actually go through fighting for a year about something like this, you become exhausted. I must say I feel exhausted. We have actually a photo shoot for our cookery book that we're supposed to launch on our 25th anniversary. For the last 4 days, and I am actually we finished yesterday. I am absolutely tired and exhausted dealing with all these things. I think I need to pull the plug on the whole thing.
You're not really able for it anymore. It's been too much.
I am not able for it, Claire. I'm not able for it. You know, it's tiring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We used to deal with people actually around us, for the last 25 years as a community in Dublin Castle. We were a community. We're not a community anymore.
It is sad to see that in itself is gone. And I hear what you're saying, that you want your staff looked after. But Anyone listening to this, I think, would expect that if a business was forced to shut down because of the EU presidency, that you would be compensated.
Well, this is what I expected from actually decent, like, people around me. This is what I expected. You see, if they don't communicate with you, if they don't negotiate with you, if they don't sit down and say, we have like concern about security, we need to close Dublin Castle, I will say, yes, you have the right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same time, look at the consequences of you closing actually like the only private business inside Dublin Castle. When you close the only private business inside Dublin Castle, there is an effect on a lot of staff out there who have responsibility to their families and to their kids.
I can't understand it how the last time, as you say, you were part of it, and okay, maybe the footfall was down because there was additional security, but you were doing the catering for various events and functions and looking after the meat. Why can't they replicate that arrangement again?
But this is what we expected this time, actually, Claire. But nobody came near us. This time, nobody came near us. And this is how, this is what I thought, the whole thing had changed.
Mm-hmm. And it worked well the last time. They were happy with what they got from you.
Absolutely. We did very well. We were, actually, my manager, Ricky, was in the EU presidency, meeting on a daily basis, with them, planning and organizing. So we were part of the meeting and the planning for the EU presidency last time.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's like nobody bothered even, a matter of courtesy, a matter of respect.
Mm-hmm. Well, Abraham, we're getting so many texts in on this, and I hope it brings you some comfort. I know it doesn't keep your business open or look after your staff, but at least it puts it on the agenda. And let's see what happens. We'd love to keep in touch with you, and thank you for telling us about it. I really hope it all works out. It's no more than you deserve. 25 years in business, the Silk Road Cafe there at the entrance. You'll know it. Anyone who's been on Dame Street at that entrance to Dublin Castle will know it as you go in there. It's at the bottom underneath the Chester Beattie Library. It's been there for so many years, but now forced to close on the 15th of June for 6 months. And Abraham says he will not reopen. He can't. I mean, how can you sustain 6 months of a closure and then go back in again?
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.